This Saturday, September 8th, is World Fast Aid Day, an international initiative founded in the year 2000 to promote the importance of fast aid in saving lives and preventing injury. Now, if you had an accident or sudden health emergency in public, you would hope for someone to help and provide fast aid. So why wouldn't you educate yourself to be able to do the same?
And this all starts now with the fast aid kits. Here with us in the studio, we're glad to have Joseph Luca, who is South Sudan Red Cross Aid Juba Branch, and we have Simon Charles, who is First Aid Responder. They're here with us in the studio so we can discuss and look at this particular issue of first aid kit. Now, gentlemen, you must welcome, and it's good to have you on the Miraya Breakfast Show.
Thank you very much, our colleagues from Miraya FM, for hosting us today.
Right. Now, Simon Charles, you are a First Aid Responder. What is the story behind the World First Aid Day?
World First Aid Day is basically the day that where all the national societies are celebrating or commemorating on how, especially on this theme of the year, it is about how we can respond in case of any emergency on the road.
Yes, let's talk to you, Joseph Luca. You're the head of South Sudan Red Cross here in Juba. Why is this very important for Red Cross?
I think globally or internationally, people should be aware that the Red Cross movement is the leading body in terms of provision of first aid capacity to local communities. And particularly as a Red Cross movement, we're very much concerned about first aid because it is connected to life-saving intervention. So this year theme, as my colleague mentioned, is first response to road crashes or road accident. And we kind of simplified this theme to a local slogan. Mm-hmm. It's like, you don't need license to save life.
Yeah.
So it should be the responsibility of everybody in the society to contribute in saving life. All of us know, even you, in Juba, on daily basis, accidents are there on the roads. And whenever you see accident, people are busy taking photos and mm-hmm. others are screaming. Mm-hmm. But taking photos of the scene of accident or somebody who is a casualty, or if you are crying, it doesn't save life.
Absolutely.
It is your action that is required to save that somebody's life. It makes no sense really for us to gather around an accident place and you start taking photos and sharing with your colleagues. That is not acceptable at all. That's
right.
Why the objective or the aim for this World First Aid Day is, one, is to raise awareness to the public about the dangers of road accidents. Number two is also to encourage everybody in the community to learn the skills of first aid so that we can contribute in saving life. Number three is also for us to advocate to the public authorities, which is the government, most particularly the Minister of Interior, the Traffic Department at the national, at the state level, in all areas in South Sudan, to ensure that we incorporate first aid training as mandatory when somebody want to acquire driving license.
Right.
Because it's very common in Juba here, if somebody's knocked with a car or motorbike, you see, Zolbijere, Bisibuzolde Fisika, that is
exactly.
That is not human at all.
Mm.
So instead, if you knock somebody, you are supposed to come out positively, try to respond and support and transfer to the nearest facility instead of running.
Right. And Mr. Joseph, still with you. Yes, you're calling, the campaign is to call upon everybody and say, well, you don't need a license to save lives. So what are some of the essential skills that people should acquire before, you know, saving a life?
I think what is very important is, like, of course, people need to get first aid skills or training, as I mentioned earlier on. And most basically, it's like in most of these traffic accidents, you can see somebody maybe with a fracture, the bone is out. You can see somebody maybe fell on the road with some injuries in the head. You can see bleeding.
Mm-hmm.
You can see maybe he's not able to breathe. And this is very risky. If you cannot breathe within 5 minutes, that is already a fatal case.
Right.
And you should be learn how to clear the airway so that to allow this person to breathe. You should be thought on how to arrest bleeding so that within few minutes this life is safe, instead of taking photos and just crying around.
Yes.
You know? And that is where we have the capacity in terms of first aid training to the local communities, and that is the work of Charles.
Right. Yes, Charles, let's talk about that briefly, Charles. As a first aid responder, what does your work involve?
Thank you for the question. My work actually involves so many things. One of them, in Juba branch, at the moment, we have a team called EAT, Emergency Action Team. These emergency action teams, their work is to move around Juba town. The team is moving in case of any accident on the road. These are the first people to respond for that accident. And the team were divided into three times a week. We have a team working on Monday, we have a team working on Wednesday, and another team working on Friday. And these teams are divided. They are not working every day, but they're working according to the date I mentioned. And the most important thing during this deployment of the team, most of them inside Juba town, sometimes they get a lot of accident. So in a situation whereby there is an accident, these are the first people to respond for that accident and refer to Juba Teaching Hospital.
Yes. Training.
Yes, and go ahead. You like to talk about training.
The most important thing, before deploying these people to the scene of accident, these people need to be trained. If after the training, this whereby will send them to go and respond in case of an accident. Not only the EAT, in Juba branch, we're actually doing a lot of trainings. The most important thing that those who want to become a volunteer, the first thing they need to undergo first aid training. After this, then they will join us.
All right. Now, Joseph, you earlier encouraged people to not take pictures. People should be able to go there and help. Now, in some, let's say, worst scenarios, some people try to help, and in the process, someone died. Some people are scared of that scenario where they will be accused of, why were you here? Why did you do this? What will you say in that kind of situation?
That is true. Even we have this challenge sometimes. If our volunteers come across any accident and they try to help, of course, you know, sometimes there are legal implications considered in this situation. That's why I mentioned earlier on that it's even more risky for somebody to rescue a victim during accident, because the action that you're moving this person from here to the other location, it contributes a lot in
personal
life. That's why you need to have the techniques on how you can handle the casualty. Because if I have my hand broken, you cannot handle my hand like this hand which is not broken.
Absolutely.
So the way you should handle this hand is a technique that you need to learn. That's why it's necessary that people has to be trained and given first aid skills, so that when they come across any accident, there will be higher chances of that person surviving, because those people around have the skills and have the knowledge on how to give assistance. So that's why in Juba here, our office at the state level, we have over 2,000 volunteers who are well-trained on first aid, and they are in most areas in Juba here. So if they come around any accident, of course, our volunteers, they have their ID cards, and that ID card give them also the prerequisite or the possibility to give assistance. Should they be approached by any authority or traffic police or police officer, if they show that ID card, it is enough to show that he have the skills to rescue that person's life. So if an accident happened and you maybe by incident there are two volunteers of the Red Cross there, those volunteers would be best placed to support that life and also give instruction to those around on how to handle that case.
All right. Now, I'm sure some people listening in could like to know how to create and what to include in a first aid box. Any specific tips that you like to share?
Okay, thank you, Sabine. In first aid kit, we have a lot of content. But within these first aid kits, there are some other things that it must be there. For example, the first thing we need to know that there is a gloves. Apart from this, we need to have also gauze and bandages, triangle bandage or elastic bandages and plasters. these are the most important thing that, and seeds also don't forget, because in some cases you need to cut dead goats and use for stopping the bleeding or doing other things. These are the most important thing that in your first aid kit, it must be there. Some of the people that are talking about this iodine, most of them are requesting for iodine, but we don't know when and how to use this iodine. So sometimes we don't advise them to use iodine, then it is better for them to use only water to clean. If in case of anyone, they can just use clean water to wash with that one.
Okay. Yes, just before you go, if someone is listening here and would like to be a volunteer or like to know about these first aid kits, what do they do?
For a person to join South Sudan Red Cross or to become a volunteer, we have a number of steps. One, you need to be registered in our office. You just come at the reception. We have a book that you register your name with your contact and where you stay. And once that number accumulates to maximum of 30 people, we will invite them for 3 days or maximum 4 days training. The training will be basically to give you technical skills in most of the areas we have discussed. Because at the end, we want people to have that voluntary heart. That's why it's necessary for them to be informed about the Red Cross movement, what are the guiding principles, what is the volunteering, how do you help somebody without any gain, and this kind of information. Then the other 3 days will be specifically on first aid. You'll be taught what is first aid, what are the objectives for first aid, what is bleeding, what are different types of bleeding, what are the fracture, what are different types of fracture. If somebody have accident, how do you respond? And during this 3 days training, it's enough for a person to get the skills on life saving. Then after that, of course, you will be given the chance now to go through the volunteers policy and code of conduct. Then you can sign a consent form that you want to become a volunteer. Then from there,
you
will be given ID card, and that's it.
Right, and we are running short of time, but World Fast Aid Day will be celebrated this Saturday. Any message out there?
Yes, our message is that the most important thing on that day, we need at least to know that our community, they need to have a training on how to save life. This is one of the most important key messages that we need to inform during that day. Most of our people die because of only simple things. In case when somebody is bleeding, we're supposed to stop that bleeding before referring that person to the hospital. But unfortunately, due to that skills, so that is why most of our people may be.
So the other key message is, like, an average, it takes only a maximum 4 to 5 minutes for somebody to lose a life because of blockage of airway. So it's necessary that you need to have first aid skills to rescue somebody's life. And then also the provision of emergency trauma care services is necessary, because if you have ambulance services, once accident happens, these guys rush in and try to provide assistance, there are high chances that that life is safe. So we need to improve our emergency care services, even at the facility level.
Joseph Luka and Charles Simon, thank you so much for coming to Mirai Studios. We do appreciate your time and wish you all the best in your good job.
Thank you very much, Mirai. Thank you for the chance.